Hey everyone, happy holidays. This is Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly fan podcast team. Last year we gave each hero a holiday gift as we decked the halls, putting out new deck lists for each hero 7 days in a row. This year there's 13 heroes, but we still plan to continue this tradition. I'll be releasing a short audio episode, 10 to 15 minutes in length, for each hero over the next 13 days with a new deck list that I've made for each of them. For each deck list, I'm going to go over the objective of the deck, I'm going to talk about the list and provide a link to it through Marvel CDB. We'll talk about the different types of cards and the different costs of those cards and the resource types, and then provide a list of possible swap outs if you wanted to edit this deck and make it your own, and provide a little bit of a strategy overview for how I would pilot this deck. Some of these decks will appear in YouTube videos on our channel, so you can check that out if you want to see some of these decks in action, but I encourage you to build them up and pilot them with your family and friends safely this holiday season. I really hope you enjoy this Decked Halls 2020 series. Whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope it brings you joy and you and your family are having a good time and it's better than the rest of 2020 has been. What I'm going to do with this series is for each hero, I have a play log and I'm going to be using the aspect that I have used the least with that hero. Today, we're going to start with Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel. All right, Decked Halls 2020, Episode 1. So, this deck is called Captain Marvel All Lightning Bolts, and I say that jokingly because we constantly call energy resources lightning bolt resources, but I'll try to only do that about 10 times in these 10 minutes. So, for this deck, the goal that I had set out was to use Captain Marvel paired with the aspect I use her with the least, which is aggression, and I want to include as many lightning bolt resources as I can. Maybe not as many as I can, because I could just get 25 lightning bolt cards. We're going to come close to that. The goal of the deck, there's a couple combos. So obviously Captain Marvel synergizes with Lightning Bolts. We have both Photonic Blast and Energy Channel that really depend on Captain Marvel having a lot of Lightning Bolts, or I said it four times in the first minute, a lot of energy resources available for her to use. We're going to try to keep the cost curve rather low. I want to have a ton of cards under cost two, a ton of cards under cost one as well. And we'll see how that plays out. The main reason for that is I don't want to have to include Genius and Strength in this deck. It is going to be an aggression deck that is all about taking care of minions and healing yourself and staying in hero form for as long as possible. It is going to include Hulk Ally. So one of the things that we're going to see is a lot of Hulk Ally decks rely on pumping their deck with physical resources. This one pumps your deck with Lightning Bolt resources. So that's a lot of AoE damage that's going to be hitting our hero, our other allies, as well as other players. So in multiplayer, you might want to swap Hulk out for something else, but we'll talk about that when we get to swap outs. So overall objective for the deck, include a ton of energy resources and a minion bashing aggression style deck for all for Captain Marvel. All right. So the first thing I wanted to do was go through the deck list, and I'm going to go through by card type to start with. So we're going to start with allies. So I've included 5 allies. I almost hit all female allies, which would have been cool for a Captain Marvel deck. So we have Valkyrie, who's an aggression ally. We have Spider-Girl. We have Sentry and Hulk, male allies. And then we have Spider-Woman. So 5 allies total. All 4 aggression allies included use the Lightning Bolt resource. I did not include Power of Aggression because you're going to see in a minute, but I think those are some of the only aggression cards that cost 2 or more in the deck, so I don't think it was worth running in this case. I have 3 resources, which is just basic energy and the 2 copies of energy absorption, 1 support, Alpha Flight Station. I've got 20 events, so I've got, for aggression, 3 copies of You'll Pay for That and 3 copies of Moment of Triumph. I think those combo well together. We'll talk about that in the strategy section, but it's something I haven't seen a lot of. Moment of Triumph is the new aggression card that is in Ant-Man's deck or Ant-Man's pack, and it has an awesome picture of Captain Marvel right on the front. So it totally makes sense. Let's get in her deck. We've got 8 basic events, so 3 copies of Earth's Mightiest Heroes. All 5 of those allies have the Avenger trait, so we definitely want to be readying Captain Marvel and using her basic abilities as much as possible. We've got 3 copies of Emergency and 2 copies of Haymaker. You could switch those two around if you wanted. I think Haymaker and Emergency aren't great. They're okay in solo, and this is probably going to be mainly a solo deck because you don't really want to be Hulk AoEing against other players. But at the same time, I think Haymaker really works well with Captain Marvel. Lightning Bolt resource. Her Photonic Blast does 5, and a lot of times you might draw something that you can't afford off of that, so Haymaker being a little bit cheaper than a Photonic Blast is nice. And it also can be more efficient. You can hit a minion for 3 and then hit, you know, the villain for 5 instead. So pushing damage to the right spot. We've also got, obviously, our 3 Photonic Blasts and our 3 Crisis Interdictions. I think I already mentioned only one support, Alpha Flight Station. To finish out our deck, we have 11 upgrades. So 3 copies of Battle Fury, because like I said, you're going to want to be taking out minions left and right, but you still want to ready and hit the villain. So take out a minion, use Battle Fury to take a damage, hit the villain. You can always use Captain Marvel's Commander ability to do that, to heal that damage up, so not too big of a deal. Not her Commander ability, sorry, Captain Marvel's Rechannel ability. We've obviously got Captain Marvel's helmet, 2 copies of Cosmic Flight, 2 copies of Energy Channel. But we've included 1 copy of Combat Training, 1 copy of Endurance, and 1 copy of Martial Prowess. So let's just look at the cost curve for this deck really quick. I'm going to sort the cards by cost and just let you know how many there are. So there's 3 what we're going to call no value cards. Those are resource cards. There's 11 cards that cost 0 or less, and 9 of those are events. So you are going to be cycling your deck a lot. There's 20 events in the deck, so you can't really deck thin like to the extreme sense, but you can still deck thin a little bit. But a lot of those events cost real low values. So you'll still get to do 2 to 3 things per turn, which is something I love about heroes, especially Captain Marvel, because she has really good income with her commander ability. So anyway, 11 cards that cost 0, 8 cards that cost 1. So if we just add those 2 together, we've got 19 plus our 3 null cards. So that's 22 cards that cost 1 or less in your deck. Amazing. If we stretch that and say what costs 2 or less, we've got 12 more cards that cost 2 or less. So now we're looking at 33 cards in your deck that cost 2 or less. I may have done my math wrong. It might actually be 34. I think it's 34. Yeah. So 11 plus 8 is 19 plus 3 is 22 plus 12 is 34. Crazy. So the only cards that cost more than 2, you've got Spider-Woman and Valkyrie and Sentry. Those cost 3, 3, and 4 respectively. So allies, expensive. But you still have Hulk and Spider-Girl for cheap allies. You've also got the 3 copies of Photonic Blast. So you're taking an extreme side of keep my deck cheap so that I can do lots of things and deal lots of damage. I love that in deck building. To be able to play multiple things per turn, it means you can always play out your hand. You're never going to draw that hand if here's a bunch of things that are expensive. So, talked about cost curve. Let's talk about resources really quick. So, if we look at this, there are 2 cards that have the mental resource, and it's 2 copies of Energy Channel and a copy of Alpha Flight Station. So, 3 cards total. It has 6, it looks like, total cards with the physical resource. So, that's Captain Marvel's Helmet, Combat Training, Martial Prowess, and the 3 Photonic Blasts, and a Wild. So overall, you've got 6 plus 3 plus 1. So 30 cards in your deck have energy resources. That's awesome. So when you're playing and you get Hulk out, you can almost say with certainty, I'm going to hit a Lightning Bolt resource. A lot of the cards that don't have Lightning Bolt resources are permanents too. So Alpha Flight Station is going to be in play. Captain Marvel's Helmet and Combat Training can be in play. Martial Prowess can be in play. So the only cards you could flip that aren't going to like be possibly in play is you're not going to have both copies of Energy Channel in play because it's max 1 per player, and your Photonic Blasts. So you can't get rid of everything, which is another reason in this deck you don't want to deck thin to an extreme. You want to keep as many Lightning Bolts in your deck as you can so that you're constantly doing that AoE splash damage with Hulk. But yeah, so that's the resource typing. Wanted to talk a little bit about a couple cards that you might decide to swap out. So one way you might want to swap things out is I put Martial Prowess in this deck. You've only got one real attack event, and that's Photonic Blast. So Martial Prowess isn't great for this deck. I mean, you're putting it in there to make 3 cards cheaper. In multiplayer, you can play it on someone else, which is always nice for you to do as the aggression player. You don't really care about the physical resource, but it's just a cost reducer for Photonic Blast. If you wanted, you could swap that out for a Helicarrier in solo for a Quinn Carrier. It's going to do the same thing, but then it works for all your cards. So those 8 cards that cost 1 now cost 0. Those 12 cards that cost 2 now cost 1. Basically bump your whole cost curve up 1 value or down 1 value, which is amazing. So putting Helicarrier or Quinn Carrier in there might be the better move. But when I was messing around with this deck, I ended up having Martial Prowess because I was playing a lot of 2-player games. Another card that you could consider swapping out, and this is if you want to go the girl power allies route, you can ditch Hulk and probably replace him with something like Mockingbird, basic Mockingbird, and you can ditch Sentry and replace that with Tigra, and now you've got five allies, all superpowered females, to team up with Captain Marvel. I think that could be a really fun deck. It's just minor tweaking. The lightning bolts are still super useful for Captain Marvel's kit, so you don't need to change much. You're not going to get a lot of that AoEing. So let's talk strategy really quick, and then we'll do a little wrap up here. So strategy for this deck, your goal is to do AoE damage. So you go up against Ultron, those Ultron drones are going to die because you get Hulk out, he does AoE damage and hits everyone. Problem is he hits you, so you're going to need to use your rechannel ability to heal Captain Marvel's basic ability and cycle your deck looking for better cards. You're going to want to use Moment of Triumph, and I think I said we would mention this. So some new cards that exist now, you'll pay for that, came in Hulk's pack. It's like a hero response. After the villain attacks you, remove one threat from the scheme for each damage you took from the attack to a maximum of five. That's an awesome thwarting card in aggression. But a lot of times you don't want to take a ton of damage because there's not a lot of ways to heal yourself outside of, you know, first aid and having a protection player and just using your recover. Well, in this case, we've included Moment of Triumph. And one of the games that I was testing this deck with, I had a really awesome moment where I can't remember what type of Hydra character it was. I was playing against Red Skull. And I had a whole Hydra character down to one health, and I had a full energy channel sitting out there. So it had five energy tokens on it. So I was able to blast that minion, deal 9 excess damage to them, and heal all the way to full health after taking a giant hit from You'll Pay for That to remove a side scheme. So it can be a really cool way to sort of wombo combo. You play You'll Pay for That knowing you have Moment of Triumph in your hands. So you can kill a weenie minion and gain a bunch of health. It's important to note it's when an enemy is defeated that you heal. So let me read the exact text of Moment of Triumph. It's a hero response after you attack and defeat an enemy. So you don't have to use your basic attack. You can use an event attack. You can use an upgrade attack like Energy Channel or like Photonic Blast. You heal one damage for your hero for each point of excess damage dealt to that enemy by that attack. So you can't use non-attacks to get this across, but you can use any attack-like ability. And that's really, really powerful when you can go from almost no health to full health without switching to Alter Ego form. So that's one of the combos there. You're going to want to do the same thing with Battle Fury, right? You kill a minion, heal a bunch of health, because it's after your hero attacks and defeats a minion. You can deal one damage to yourself and discard it to ready yourself. Well, after you attack and defeat an enemy, you can also use Moment of Triumph to heal back up to give yourself health to use that Battle Fury. So there's lots of wombo comboing like hidden in here that you'll discover as you play this deck. The last thing I wanted to point out with Moment of Triumph is this is after you attack and defeat an enemy. So the villains are enemies too. And you might be thinking, well, when I defeat the villain, I win. That's true. But when you switch stages in a villain, that's considered defeating a villain for purposes in the game. So if you're playing against Rhino and you beat stage 2 Rhino and you're getting ready to go to stage 3, you know he's going to stun you and he's going to get tough and you're like, it's going to be a real bad time. Well, guess what? If Rhino only had 1 point of health left, usually you're trying to ping him for 1 because you don't want to deal excess damage. But here, dealing excess damage is great. It's a great use for Moment of Triumph with Captain Marvel. So this is the Captain Marvel all lightning bolts deck. I hope you guys like it. Check it out. Leave some comments on our feed or on Facebook or on Discord. Let us know what cards you swapped out and how your games went and how you would celebrate or what gift you would give to Captain Marvel this holiday season. Like I said, I'm going to do 13 of these in a row. So I've got a couple of them pre-recorded and some of them are happening real time. So you can tune in tomorrow and check out a deck I build with Black Panther with his least played aspect for me, which is surprisingly Justice. Happy holidays and hope you have a great 2021.